We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us now, Jason Longshore's inside information brought to you by Heineken 0.0. Great taste and zero alcohol. Morning to you, Jason.
Morning, guys.
So are there any new updates on Mile Robinson that you could tell us about?
No, it's touch and go, as Darren Eel said with Dukes and Bell earlier this week. It's frustrating because you get an injury, not in a normal training session, not in a match. It's in a post-game session, which is not common. I know a lot of people have talked about this all week long, and yes, it's something that you see happen with teams when they're on the road where there's a cool down, but this didn't feel like a cool down situation where you're pulling a hamstring. You know, normally that's a light jog after you've warmed up and didn't play. So I don't know. It's awful timing for Atlanta United. They have the depth to deal with it, but it changes your whole thought process going into the biggest games of the season.
You know, and if the U.S. men's national team had been successful, and of course right now they're back in crisis mode. That might have been one thing, but, you know, when another coach uses tactics that hurts your team, boy, Atlanta United probably, they're giving it a side eye right now.
Yeah, and it's something that the U.S. men's national team, I mean, there's a lot of issues going on at the moment, and, you know, managing players is part of it. You know, the Miles Robinson injury happens in a post-match situation, and then he has to leave the camp, and then you pull your best player, Christian Pulisic, when – you know, he's going through a lot in his move from Borussia Dortmund to Chelsea. There's a ton of pressure. He's trying to break into that team. This is a guy that's probably got more pressure on him as an American soccer player than anybody since Landon Donovan. And to pull him in the 60th minute and in some ways point a finger at him that it's your fault why we're not winning here, you don't do that to the top player in your country. And you saw the scenes of Pulisic on the bench. It didn't look good for him and Greg Berhalter.
Talking with Jason Longshore as we get ready for Atlanta United and the New England Revolution on Saturday afternoon at Mercedes-Benz Stadium as we look at this game. So Miles Robinson not going to be playing. Let's just go with that. And how do you cover for him if he isn't going?
I think the question is what you do in the back. Do you stick with three in the back and replace him with likely Michael Parkhurst? I think there's a chance you see Florentine Pogba, but Pogba was away on international duty with Guinea, and he played on Tuesday, traveling back. I think he's just arrived back in Atlanta yesterday, fairly late in the day. So that's a huge ask for him to step straight in. I think Michael Parkhurst makes the most sense in that situation. You could play Jeff Lorenowitz in the back as well, and we've seen that from time to time, but not in that central role of the three center backs. There's also the possibility you go to a 4-3-3, which is something that Atlanta United has played and was very good defensively in the later part of the first half of the season. With all of the, I think, continuity that you've had since the Houston match where you've played in the 3-5-2, going to a different shape might be a big ask at this stage of the year.
Sports Radio 92.9 Again, we're talking to my man Jason Longshore, Atlanta United analyst. When you're talking about facing the New England Revolution again, who in your mind has the advantage in this situation? Is it us, Atlanta United, or is it the Revolution facing each other again?
I think it's Atlanta, definitely due to the talent. And this is where the injury does kind of make it a little difficult for New England, because if Miles Robinson is back and you're the New England Revolution, you're going to expect, no questions asked, Atlanta plays the same shape, the same type of way they play in the playoff match. Now, maybe you change some personnel, but the way the team's going to play is basically going to be the same. Now you do have a little bit of confusion. Do they go to 4-3-3? Do they play 3-5-2? Do they change the way you play the 3-5-2? I think that creates a little bit of confusion on the New England side. I think also it limits the risk that Atlanta would see if New England's sitting back and being very defensive here. If you see that the best defender from the other team is going to be out, you're probably going to go for it and lean on your attack, which is very good. I think New England's strength is attacking. It's not sitting back and putting numbers behind the ball. So the opening half to this, just like we saw a couple weeks ago, there could be a lot of chances early.
Talking with Jason Longshore, he's brought to you by Heineken, ahead of Atlanta United opening its title defense against New England Saturday afternoon at MBS. Jason, depending on whether you play a four-man back line or a three-man back line, of course, is dependent upon the personnel that you have in your team and how it fits you the best. And it's pretty obvious that when it comes to shapes that Atlanta United is a better team in the 3-5-2 than they are in a 4-3-3. So let me ask you this. I want you to answer that question. Would you risk changing Atlanta United because of the injury to Robinson, or would you still come out and do what is your best lineup, the 3-5-2, and allow those midfielders to attack off the wing and go ahead and try and set up Joseph? Would you do that, or would you get defensive? What would you do?
I don't think you'd get defensive, but I think you can be more conservative in the 3-5-2. The biggest question mark in terms of going to the four-man back line is left back, because playing left back is different than playing left wing back. And we've seen Justin Merrim play left wing back for the first time in his career. He's never played as a true left back in a line of four. You don't have George Bello because he'll be away with the U-17s going to a World Cup, and he hasn't played for the first team since the first match of the calendar year. Mikey Ambrose has been playing for Atlanta United too, but you haven't seen him in action in MLS in quite a while. So you don't have a natural replacement to play on the left side in a four-man back line. I think that makes it less likely that you go that way. But in the 3-5-2, think back to the match in Montreal where you played in the 3-5-2, but the first half was more defensive because your wing backs, Julian Gressel, Justin Merrim, stayed deeper more. They stayed at home a little bit more. Michael Parkhurst played in that match. Jeff Larinowicz played in front of him and really kind of protected that back line a little bit. I think it will look different than we've seen the 3-5-2 look, but you can play that and still make up for the absence of Robinson.
Jason Longshore, we get ready for this game. Just from an emotional standpoint here, there are two cups here. Are you thinking, Jason, I'm asking your opinion now, are you thinking this team has it in them to make this run and defend its cup?
I do. I mean, it's obviously a bigger question mark, depending on the Miles Robinson hamstring injury, for sure. But there's so many teams around the league that are dealing with injuries right now. I don't know if anybody is 100% full strength. Atlanta probably was before the Robinson injury. I think it's wide open. And the nature of this playoff format kind of adds to that, because early in a game, things happen sometimes. You see red cards, you see penalties, you see chaos, and in a one game series, that can derail the year. I think you have to be sharp. You have to come out strong. And when you go back through the second half of the season, Atlanta went on a run where they scored first, I think 16 or 17 straight matches. You need to take control of the match early in these situations. I think Atlanta can do that.
Jason, thanks. Look forward to the game on Saturday.
You're the man.
Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.